Until dawn comes, we cannot speak. No words can come from this sad beak. My head is spinning again, Violet said, holding the scrap of paper so Klaus and Sunny could see what was written on it. And my legs are all wobbly, and my body is buzzing like I've been struck by lightning. How in the world did Isadora get another poem here? We made sure that one of us was watching the tree at every moment. Maybe it was here yesterday, but Hector didn't see it, Klaus said. Violet shook her head. A white scrap of paper is very easy to see next to all these black feathers. It must have arrived here sometime in the night. But how? How it got here is the least of our questions, Klaus said. Where are the quagmires? That's the question I want answered. But why doesn't Isadora just tell us? Violet said, rereading the couplet and frowning. Instead of leaving us mysterious poems on the ground where anyone could find them. Maybe that's why, Klaus said slowly. Anyone could find them here on the ground. If Isadora simply wrote out where they were, and Count Olaf found the scrap of paper, he'd move them, or worse. I'm not that experienced with reading poetry, but I bet Isadora is telling us where she and her brother are. It must be hidden somewhere in the poem. It'll be difficult to find, Violet said, rereading the couplet. There are so many confusing things about this poem. Why does she say beak? Isadora has a nose and mouth, not a beak.
Craw,
Sunny said, which meant she probably means the beak of a VFD crow. You might be right, Violet agreed, but why does she say that no words can come from it? Of course no words can come from a beak. Birds can't talk. Actually, some birds can talk, Klaus said. I read an ornithological encyclopedia that discussed the parrot and the minor bird, which can both imitate human speech. But there aren't any parrots or minor birds around here, Violet said. There are only crows, and crows certainly can't speak. And speaking of speaking, Klaus said, why does the poem say, until dawn comes, we cannot speak? Well, both these poems arrived in the morning, Violet said. Maybe Isadora means that she can only send us poems in the morning. None of this makes any sense, Klaus said. Maybe Hector can help us figure out what's going wrong.
Lepa,
Sunny said in agreement, and the children went to wake up the handyman, who was still asleep on the front porch. Violet touched his shoulder, and as he yawned and sat up, the children could see that his face had lines on it from sleeping on the picnic table.
Good morning, Baudelaires, he said, stretching his arms and giving them a sleepy smile. At least I hope it's a good morning. Did you find any sign of the quagmires?
It's more like a strange morning, Violet replied. We found a sign of them, all right. Take a look. Violet handed Hector the second poem, and he read it and frowned.
Curiouser and curiouser, he said,
quoting one of the Baudelaire's favourite books.
This is really turning into a puzzle.
But a puzzle is just something you do for amusement, Klaus said. Duncan and Isadora are in grave danger. If we don't figure out what these poems are trying to tell us, Count Olaf will...
Don't even say it, Violet said with a shiver. We absolutely must solve this puzzle, and that is that.